Well, thank goodness you took enough time to get this former KCK police detective Roger Golubsky into handcuffs. That finally happened yesterday. It's been a story that's obviously been going on for a very long time. I want to get the rundown on all that on a Friday morning from Angie Ricono, KCTV 5, joining us here on KCMO Talk Radio. All right, Angie, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Set the scene for us on how far this goes back and how we got to this arrest finally yesterday after so many years.
Sure. So this case goes back decades. This behavior has been alleged for decades, but it was something that was more of a whisper in the community. Things really became public probably about 7 years ago in court documents in the Lamont McIntyre case. He was convicted of a double murder that he swears he didn't do. Even the family of the victims, they never believed it was him. The Midwest Innocence Project and Centurion Ministries, it was two innocence projects that came together, and they believed they solved the case correctly. And the real killer was nicknamed Monster, and he was in prison doing time for something else. But that he was the gunman, and that Golubsky had framed Lamont McIntyre, and they laid out this whole theory of basically revenge, that Golubsky was running around doing this behavior, and they had affidavit after affidavit from women claiming this, including Lamont McIntyre's own mother. She eventually moved to get away, and somehow her son, both of her sons, and several nephews all end up on the same mugshot lineup. And it has Roger Golubsky's initials on the back. So that's where everything starts becoming incredibly public to the rest of us. And Lamont McIntyre is freed. He's exonerated. He's compensated. But you still have lawyers pushing, saying, okay, this wasn't just a case of sloppy police work and that the wrong person was convicted. There's something bigger and deeper and more sinister at the bottom of it. So they've been calling for like a major review of everything. And the thing with Golubsky, he didn't just spend decades at KCK. I mean, he was very powerful. He's a detective. He becomes a captain. His former partner becomes the police chief, Terry Ziegler. So he's incredibly powerful within the department. And the question is, how many cases did he have bad behavior on? How many cases did he either abuse the women or fix the cases and send innocent people to prison? So that's kind of where we're at right now. And finally, you have charges. But I think the question for a lot of people is, okay, what's next? And does this spread throughout the department? How many people knew? So yesterday's definitely a sigh of relief, right?
Yeah.
But I think the question becomes, what more?
Well, so Angie, this guy, Golubsky, you know, you referenced it there, but what exactly was he, how was he using, were these women who were accused of something that then he was helping get off the hook and using sexual favors to do that? Or was he targeting these women in the community who had nothing to do with law enforcement for whatever his reason was? Like, how was he picking his victims?
Sure. And even one of the people that we interviewed yesterday, he's like, I want to know. I want to know how he picked the families that he targeted. So there's a couple of different ways that we're hearing allegations. One is just that he's preying on poor Black women. Some of them have complications in their lives, and he's basically using and abusing them. And that may be as how it works. But then there's also, he may be arresting someone, they have a girlfriend with him, and then it's like, your girlfriend needs to come back to the car with me, or she needs to come to the station next day. And then that's where the sexual extortion comes in. Another woman that I interviewed who claims that Golubsky raped her, and her initials are in that federal charging document, she's saying it was her sons. Her sons were arrested and accused, and then he comes around, he comes by, and he's trying to basically extort sexual favors. These women are saying no, and he's raping them. I mean, there's no other word for it. So that's why you're seeing federal charges, because it's actually, I mean, they use the words rape, they use the words kidnapping in the charging documents. But what he's charged with is deprivation of civil rights, and that's because this alleged behavior happened while he's a police officer.
Wow. Angie Ricono, KCTV 5, is joining us on KCMO. What do we know about Roger Golubsky in terms of family life, if any? You know, who did he, obviously he was a cop, a detective who was, it seemed like, pretty well respected within the department itself. But what do we know about him and who he was and who he pretended to be for all these years?
Well, so he's this very, very powerful, you know, captain. I mean, not only is he a captain, but you got to remember his, you know, former partner is the police chief. So other people describe him as powerful and, you know, pretty much untouchable. He's been married several times. He has children. He is currently single. He left KCK and he went to Edwardsville, where he worked for a short period of time. But then everything came to the surface in the Lamont McIntyre case. And at that point, he was long enough into his career that he could just simply retire. But of course, that infuriates a lot of people that he's drawing a pension. He's drawing, you know, tax dollars, even all these allegations are swirling. And he's been doing, you know, private work. He's been, you know, I've heard that he's been working, you know, private security at different places and just kind of living his life. And I think a lot of people were questioning, like, my gosh, you know, everything came out in the Lamont McIntyre case. And it's not like 6 months or a year or 2 years ago. I mean, this has now come to the surface and it's been there for like 5 to 7 years. Like, what's going to happen? And so you had a lot of people who really questioned if there ever would be charges. And in the past few years, you've seen just a huge push for a major Department of Justice investigation into the entire department, because the question then becomes, how many other people knew? Like, how does an officer do what he's accused of doing and no one else know? Like, is that logical? And then you think about your own work relationships you have with people. I mean, you know, I work with the same photographer every day. I mean, I know how he drinks his coffee, how, you know, you just, how could they do that during work hours and you'd be completely unaware? And I think a lot of people, they just don't buy that. How are you riding around in a patrol car, stopping off at houses? And, you know, it's one of those things where I think it's a big question that still needs to be answered for the community.
Yeah, understandably so. Last thing, he's got the federal charges, hit on that yesterday, and now that legal side has to play out. As for the KCK Police Department, he retired, this guy Golubsky retired in 2010 after 35 years on the force, as you noted. The current police chief, Carl Oakman, people probably know him from when he was with the KCMO Police Department. Is there any suggestion or belief that this has any indictment, or it makes this current department, the current hierarchy, look bad? I'm not convinced that it should, based on what we know.
Agreed.
But what do we know about that side of the story, if anything?
No, and, you know, actually Carl Oakman, you know, he has strong roots in KCK. That's where he grew up. But his career was in Kansas City, Missouri. He came over. He immediately came out, and he's like, this proves that no one is above the law. It has been a very difficult position for that Kansas City, Kansas Police Department. They're trying to do a lot of community policing, do the right thing, and then you have this hanging over your head, and you have a ton of officers who never worked with Golubsky, knew Golubsky, anything else.
Yeah.
So I think for them, in some ways, you know, yesterday I'm sure was very difficult, but, you know, they're wanting the truth in cases. They're wanting accountability. And I'm sure they don't like all of the allegations and everything that has been swirling, but they're certainly not trying to protect him currently.
Yeah.
But it's a very difficult position for that community, because there's a lot of mistrust, because it's not just what happened to individual families. They have relatives, they have friends. I mean, there's just such a mistrust over there, and that type of damage. I mean, how do you even begin to heal something like that? It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Good points. Angie Rincono, KCTV5. Angie, always great to have you on, and we'll talk to you soon again as this story continues to unfold. Thanks for being here.
You got it. Thanks, Pete. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye. Angie Rincono, KCTV5.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.